A few nights after meeting Roy and Herman, I used one of the Surettes, which was my first experience with junk. A Surette is like a toothpaste tube with a needle on the end. You push a pin down through the needle, the pin punctures the seal, and the Surette is ready to shoot. Morphine hits the backs of the legs first, then the back of the neck, a spreading wave of relaxation slackening the muscles away from the bones so that you seem to float without outlines, like lying in warm salt water. As this relaxing wave spread through my tissues, I experienced a strong feeling of fear. I had the feeling that some horrible image was just beyond the field of vision, moving as I turned my head so that I never quite saw it. I felt nauseous. I lay down and closed my eyes. A series of pictures passed, like watching a movie. A huge neon-lighted cocktail bar that got larger and larger until streets, traffic, and street repairs were included in it. A waitress carrying a skull on a tray. Stars in a clear sky. The physical impact of the fear of death. The shutting off of breath. The stopping of blood. I dozed off and woke up with a start of fear. Next morning I vomited and felt sick until noon. Roy called that night.
"About what we were discussing the other night," he said. "I can go about $4 per box and take 5 boxes now. Are you busy? I'll come over to your place. We'll come to some kind of agreement."
A few minutes later he knocked at the door. He had on a Glen plaid suit and a dark coffee-colored shirt. We said hello. He looked around blankly and said,
"If you don't mind, I'll take one of those now."
I opened the box. He took out a Surette and injected it into his leg. He pulled up his pants briskly and took out $20. I put 5 boxes on the kitchen table.
"I think I'll take them out of the boxes," he said. "Too bulky."
He began putting the Surettes in his coat pockets.
"I don't think they'll perforate this way," he said. "Listen, I'll call you again in a day or so after I get rid of these and have some more money."
He was adjusting his hat over his asymmetrical skull.
"I'll see you."
Next day he was back. He shot another Surette and pulled out $40. I laid out 10 boxes and kept 2.
"These are for me," I said.
He looked at me, surprised.
"You use it?"
"Now and then."
"It's bad stuff," he said, shaking his head. "The worst thing that can happen to a man. We all think we can control it at first. Sometimes we don't want to control it."
He laughed.
"I'll take all you can get at this price."
Next day he was back. He asked if I didn't want to change my mind about selling the 2 boxes. I said no. He bought 2 Surettes for $1 each, shot them both, and left. He said he had signed on for a 2-month trip.